okay?
Yo, I'm here.
Okay, good. Now let me three-way Edward so he can be on. Hold on. Is it downloading faster with you off the phone?
Doesn't really seem to be. Let me try to do it again. So team viewer for remote control, right?
Team viewer for, For meeting, that one.
Okay. I'm just going to restart my phone, actually.
No problem. So while you're doing that, restarting, yes, so the one for meeting. Okay, Edward, I got it down. Okay, what's first?
Okay, so you got to set. You know how to get these settings, right?
Yeah, go to settings, okay.
And are you watching the screen on the same thing?
Yep,
Okay,
and settings, and then what did you go to? Settings, and then, what did you click over there on settings?
Settings.
So, okay, gotcha. Okay. Go to settings, click settings, okay.
And then click on accounts and import.
Click.
That's the third tab, or fourth tab right here.
Imports.
And then,
imports, okay.
So you will see send mail as and check mail from other accounts. You want to do the check mail from other accounts first.
Check mail.
From other accounts.
From other accounts.
And then
first. Okay, and then.
So next to check mail, you click on add a POP3 mail account.
Add a POP3 mail account.
When you click on that, it'll say, I'll ask for your email address. So you click, add in the person's work email, so for example, Solar Water Inc.
Add a new Solar Water Inc. email address. That's what we'll add, right?
Yeah, the email account has to be already created from my end first.
So you still have to create it.
Well, yeah, I have to create the email first, but this in Gmail is for them to do a forwarding thing.
So why the hell am I gonna do it if you still gotta do it anyway, Craig?
To help them.
Craig.
To help them view and send emails.
Okay, so click add the new, okay, so if I understand this, I got to call you before I set them up then, right?
Yeah, so every time there's a new, it only takes me like 5 seconds to create a new email for them. It just takes a little bit more time for me to help them set it up on their Gmail then.
Okay, so gotcha, so you just set it up, step one, and then step two would be time consuming for us. Okay, gotcha, okay, go ahead, so click.
All I do is create the email, and then now they have to access the email. So this is them accessing it.
Okay, so click the new solar, put the new add solar water
email.
Yeah,
put the new email here, and then click on next step. Well, it's already created, so I'll...
Okay.
So when you're right here, after you click on add account, I'll send you to this page. Just put in the username and then put in the password. Leave this alone, mail.solarwaterinc.com. Port, leave this alone, it's to port 110. And then I usually click on leave a copy of received message on a server and label incoming messages.
Copy and...
Okay, that's so far.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so after that you click on add account. And then once you click add account, then you get an email here. Yeah, okay, once you click on add account, another box pops up and says, do you also want to send mail as with this email account? And then you click on yes. And then this box will pop up. So you just put anyone's name, your name, and then the email address again. Check for this, and then the tree of alias to leave that check. Next step. And then the SMTP server, leave that alone, whatever it was. And then leave the port number alone, it should be 587. Mm-hmm. But then under username, you have to put in the full email name, edward@solarwaterinc.com, instead of just Edward. Okay, so you have to type in that full, the full username, and then the password again, and then just click on add account. And then when you do this, you're going to receive an email to that work email. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they could either log into Bluehost to check it, or they could just wait for Gmail, it's just an email from Gmail asking you to confirm it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then when you get the email, open up the email, click on the link, and press the button that says confirm. That's it, and you're done.
Okay. So you know what I think we ought to do, Edward?
Mm-hmm.
It's real simple. What you just showed me, shoot a video.
Oh,
okay. That's the easiest way, man. That's the easiest way because I missed the last part before you finish. I'm like, damn. Hey, real quick, Dennis, Claudia is Sprint.
Okay, cool.
So you don't have to do that anymore.
My TeamViewer downloaded also.
Oh, it's downloaded. Okay, yeah. Give them the ID number where it says it should have the letter M for you already, right?
Yep.
Okay, go for it, Edward.
Okay, so M53112412.
Okay, join meeting.
There you go. So, Edward, go back to the very beginning before you get here so he will see. Take him through this.
I guess this is the home page. I don't know if you've seen it already.
Are you here?
Yep, I can see it.
Did you see everything? Okay, there you go.
Yep,
good.
I can see
it. So here's how it's going to go when people come. Okay.
All right, so when people click on the alternative energy, they will see this page, you know, all the information about the alternative energy. And right now, we just have it all kind of together for residential and commercial. But as soon as we get the contract back, I'll add another button to separate residential and commercial. So I already created that page already. It is right here. You know, they could fill out this form to find out more information for us to contact them about the alternative energy and generators for the commercial building. And then if they already did that, or if they want to apply for the loan, just click this button and it gets sent to this page that you guys created for us.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's really good.
Okay. So basically what we wanted was basically what we were asking about that from your tech guy is when they finish entering all their information here, and then when they click on apply now, I believe as of right now, we don't get an email letting us know when a client fills out this application form, and only you guys do, which is fine. But I guess we just want to keep record on who's actually filling out the form. So I'm pretty sure it's simple for your tech guy to just add in an email to get CC as well.
Right. Yeah, I'm actually iMessaging him right now. He just keeps telling me to talk to my boss, and he doesn't understand that my boss has no clue. So is there a way that we can have our clients, our vendors,
email attached? So they can
email attached to get that is filled out online as well. Now that application looks really good. It populated really nice in there, huh?
Oh, it's what you created, brother, like I told you. So as it stands, what you see, he just created it. Okay. The minute your slow-pulled boss has got molasses, signs that, you sign and get it back to him, all he's got to do is click publish and it's live, then that's when everything's going down.
Yeah, so see, like, our R form is pretty simple. A pair is just whenever someone fills out R form, it gives email to solarwaterinc@gmail.com, and then if I wanted to add somebody, I could just add them right here. You know, it's just that simple. I'm pretty sure that guy will only take him a second just add in solarwaterinc@gmail.com to also get a notification at our email when somebody fills out the form. This is your form. I don't have control of what goes on behind this form.
You see what I'm saying? So all you would have to do, and the email that we want to add it, Dennis, is solarwaterinc@gmail.com. So anytime somebody fills out that form, they click apply, it goes to you and us simultaneously. So we can keep records for our files, and you got it for your files. And again, we talked about that non-circumvent, so in the event that you're on vacation, you know, we'd be like, hey, Dennis, 7 bills came in. Were you notified of these? No. Well, we got them right here. So you're always
so
in the loop.
So what's the address? It's
solarwaterinc@gmail.com.
Oh, solarwaterinc@gmail.
It's right there. Sean Edward, it's right there. Just click on it, Edward.
So apparently I'm going to have to go through my boss to do this, through the chain of command. I thought my IT guy could just hook it up, but...
No, I think your IT guy should be able to just add a simple email to the form. You know, every time someone is filling out this form, I'm sure, I don't know who gets the email. I know you get a CC, whoever's doing the application gets a CC, maybe your boss gets it too. But you just want to also be added to it, so I'm pretty sure your IT guy could just take 1 second to just... and an email.
For example,
there should be a problem because what else?
Correct.
Our company.
Correct. It's like, put it this way here. It's real simple, Dennis. Here's the thing, and you and I both know. Bottom line is this here. Just like you was telling me, hey, Frank, you want to be put on the email so anytime there's an update with, you were telling me with underwriting, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. So if they update something, you get it, we get it. You ain't got a copy and say, hey, Frank, oh, we just updated again. You want me to send it to you? We'll get it automatically. So the same thing here. We are vendor. You know, we're entitled to this info. We're supplying it.
No, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. He got back to me and basically just said that if you'd like to have this included, message your manager and he'll bring it to our attention. So... I'm just going to have to go through the chain of command. Apparently, I thought he could just hook it up. It should be, like you said, it should be the easy fix. But, no, I'll email him with all your information and the solarwaterinc@gmail.com email address to be on there. And I think I've got you set up so that you will get email updates as I do.
Okay.
But just kind of, I think what has to happen is there has to be a... an actual loan in process is what it is. So I think that's what they're waiting on.
No problem. And this is why we're trying to get all this stuff here done, so we can make that happen.
For sure.
How long has your boss had that application now?
Under
that agreement?
About, let me see here. There's a timestamp on it. He's had it for... 65 minutes.
Wow, an hour and 5 minutes, and he already knows what it is, and he can't put his signature and date it real quick?
I don't know if he's out at lunch. I know he was, I was forewarned he was very busy, but still. All there is a signature.
Yeah.
I mean, once I get past these hurdles, it's all me. I don't have to deal with these people anymore.
No, correct, because I mean, the big thing is we got the agreement, right? And the next thing is we can't proceed forward. We don't have it back because I need Edward to click the live button, but he can't do it until we have it back.
I hear you. I'm going to wait a little bit longer and bother them. I actually switched bank accounts, and they screwed up on my direct deposit. They didn't have the... we didn't get it set up, so I have to go pick up my check anyway. So I'm going to go into the office, and I'm just going to try to talk to him and say, hey, dude, can you just sign this? It's not a big deal. Something
we do every day. Yeah, it's 5 minutes. And probably by the tech, hey, look, dude, can you add Solar Water Inc. real quick? These guys are ready to go.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Because they can't say no. If they say no, that's a red flag. What do you mean no? What are you trying to do here?
No, they don't say no. It's just, gotta.
Oh no, you know what I'm saying? They can't. Yeah, no, because it's like we're only asking for work. We're trying to keep not you guys up. That's what we're doing.
No, it's just everybody's busy and nobody seems to realize that this is kind of a big deal. That I've been working with you since Sunday, actually, to get this simple thing going, and it's 4 days later now.
Correct. And see, that was my point about covering your ass. So when it comes to light, exactly how big of this deal, those who weren't paying attention before, their ass is going to be paying attention now, and with their hand out, trying to get in on something. And it's like, nope, where were you at when all this happened? I put this together, not you.
Yeah. It's very frustrating.
Very. So, yeah, so, again, tag it's on you, brother.
Well, I'm hoping that he, I mean, he might have just been a lunch. He's getting back here shortly, and he'll just, he's usually pretty good about stuff. He'll just sign it and get it back to me, but just got to wait, unfortunately. But I'm going to message him and see when I should get my check and everything, too.
How the hell did they mess up on your direct deposit?
Because I had some fraud on my account, and so I just canceled that one account and opened up another one, and I sent them the direct deposit form. Apparently, it didn't hit in time, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But, I was like, I haven't got paid today, guys. I have direct deposit, so. Come on.
I guess it's a good thing that you know what? God works in mysterious ways. It's a good thing that you caught that now before you get one of these big checks.
Yeah. I don't want to have to go carrying that one around.
Yeah.
Or try to deposit it. Somebody, put a hold on it.
See somebody else driving on the freeway past you up with their license plate. I tapped into somebody's account. He worked for Carter Bank.
they're driving a Lambo.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy, around the license plate and it's glowing, flashing.
That would be my luck.
Oh, that would be classic. What would you actually do? It's like, you can't chase him because that's a race you ain't going to win.
Yeah, that's true.
So the best thing you can do is snap a picture of his license plate. Cool. So, Everett, So we're done with everything. You just need them to add us to the email. You're already ready to go. So when we get the green light to hit that, so we just got to do the thing to add the other Solar in integration, right? So we can update it so we have access to the portal, correct?
Oh, HCI?
Yeah, correct. The other one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I got to show you that right now. I got that access here. So, okay, cool. So, Dennis, buddy, we're good with you. So that's where it's at now. We're done.
All right. Well, I will keep you posted. I'm going to head to the office as soon as I get the green light to go. And I'll just try to talk to him myself.
Yeah, that's the best thing, man. You show up in person, bro, so he can look, man, I came all the way. I stopped by here. Really, you can't take 2 minutes. We've been talking long enough that you actually could have signed that form already.
Yeah, so, he's usually pretty good. But
we're good to go, bro.
All right, I'll keep you posted. I'll be in touch soon. All righty, awesome.
Yeah, so talk with him and the tech guy, okay?
Right, it looks good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man, thanks.
You too. Thank bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. 1 second here, Edwin. I'm here.